This log cabin was the original building on Sequinoda's site. It was refurbished and moved onto this foundation and was the sole building used in the 1947 summer when camp first began. Over the years, the building has been used as staff housing. The store has sometimes been located in this building, as well as the ceramic shop and kiln. And currently it's used to house the costumes that the summer staff use for campfire skits.
Listen to Pastor Melhorn's description of the first visit to the Weimar Track, which is currently the land of Sequinoda.
We left the old Lincoln Highway, U.S. Route 30, west of Jennerstown, about 2 miles, and followed the mountain in a northern direction. We traveled an old log road, which led us further and further into the underbrush. The previous night had brought one of those early spring rains, the kind of rain in which the heavens just seem to open and leave everything fall out of them. This region had been logged off perhaps 20 years previously, and there was evidence of a brush fire in the early 1930s. The old roads were still there, but grown over from disuse, and a stream of water flowed down the wagon ruts on either side. Progress was slow, and with the guide having made a wrong turn, we found we had spent an hour getting where we were told we could reach in a matter of 20 minutes. There was none who complained, however, for we were intrigued by the rugged beauty surrounding us and the signs of approaching spring that were beheld on every hand. Once we dropped into a small rock gorge or canyon, nature had scraped out a gorge here, and we could hear the water running under the rocks as we walked over them. Then we came to a huge spring, Tomahawk Spring, which was near the site Pastor Stambaugh wanted to show us. Quite a great deal of water was coming from it, and I think we were all impressed. A little further on, we came into a clearing. As we looked around, we saw a rather dilapidated hunter's cabin. It had fallen into a state of disrepair, and one had begun to settle into the ground. The post on which it was built had rotten off, and there was only a length of the logs to support the weight. Very close by was a small spring, which could be enough water supply for a small family. There was what looked like a chicken house covered with tar paper nearby. These were the only signs that showed signs of civilization. We walked around the woods surrounding the cabin, admiring the groves of poplar which stood above the road. They were the biggest trees on the track. Then we followed an old road which brought us to a sizable stream and finally to an open field. Here a deer, startled by our approach, darted across our path and into the timber ahead of us.